As I said, we were talking earlier in the programme about matters to do with the Leaving Cert, but we're going to come back now to another educational issue, but this time to talk about younger ones. The kids going back into a new class in the coming days, the kids starting school for the first time. And I'm delighted to welcome Geraldine O'Brien into studio, retired teacher, better known around Tralee as Geraldine Gaffney, which was her maiden name. Geraldine always joins us around this time of year for a chat about these things, and she's very kindly agreed to do so again today, and you're very welcome.
Thank you, Deirdre. Lovely to be back.
The smallies heading back to school, I saw a couple of articles over the weekend where parents were saying, oh God, the thought of doing homework again. There seems to be a bit of a shift away from homework, I notice. I know you and I spoke about this before, but since it's topical, thoughts on that?
I think there is a little bit. Parents were complaining that children had too much homework. I always believed in giving them a little and expecting them to do it well. And I used to get the parents to write down the length of time it took so that I'd know, you know, that I wasn't giving them too much. But I don't know what's happening at the moment with the homework. Homework is important. People want to abolish homework. It's important, really.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying that. They always seem to quote Finland. Finland seems to be the perfect model for everything. And they say, oh, they don't do homework in Finland and they have a great rate of education.
See, the parent can keep an eye on what's going on as well. And if a child is struggling with something, the parent will spot it. The child won't, the older lads especially, or girls, they won't admit in class that they don't understand something. So the parent will spot that the child doesn't really understand, you know, maybe long division, maybe fractions. And that's where the homework is very valuable, really.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I know that the smallies starting school is kind of your area of expertise, but we might just talk in general terms about primary school. Most primary schools are back at some point.
On Thursday. A lot of them are opening on Thursday.
Yeah. Any tips for just getting the kids into the mindset to kind of ease them into it?
Yeah, you see, they've had no routine all along. And they do get into it fairly quickly. The first few days would be the most difficult. They do get into it fairly quickly. And get them to bed early, you know, not too late. The one thing I always say to parents is try, if you can, to do the homework as soon as they come in from school, if that works. And then put it away. And I used to say to my own children, the rest of the day is your own. Because the homework is done, it's not hanging over them. They do get into the routine fairly quickly. And they... Children are fairly adaptable, you know, and they love routine. They really do.
Yeah. And what if they say, I hate the thought of going back to school?
Well, you don't listen to that. You just pretend you don't hear it. No. You just say, look, everything will be fine and you'll be back with your friends. I do know that after the Christmas holidays, a lot of the parents would say to me, oh, he's delighted to be back. He missed all his friends. They like routine. They like the interaction with the friends. Going back in September is a bit harder, really. It's a big jump for them.
Yeah, and a lot of them will have been abroad.
And they're just back from places, nice places,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, and they'll have been in summer camps and they'll have had a lot of freedom during the summer. So it is hard to adjust, isn't it?
It is, really, but it only takes a few days. That's what I found with my own children and with the children I was teaching. It only takes a few days. So don't be fretting about it and don't listen to anything that's negative, nothing.
Yeah, and you always say as well, don't make a big deal out of it that it's, you know, oh, you'll have Miss Murphy next year and she'll sort you out.
Oh, never,
any
ever,
of that stuff,
ever threaten the child with something. I used to say, small children, the teacher will sort you out when you go to school. That's the worst thing you could say to a small child. Small children now need to hear one very good sentence. Teacher will fix that. Teacher knows how to fix that. And when they say, what if teacher will sort that out and you just tell teacher and teacher knows what to do, they should have huge confidence in the new person minding me and looking after me is on my side. They really should.
Yeah, exactly. Well, talk to me about the smallies and the ones going in for the first time. Now, we say this every year, but they tend in recent years to be that bit older.
They're they do.
A good five, even five and a half.
They do, yes.
And you're a fan of that.
Oh, yes, indeed. Well, you see, at the other end, they're coming out of primary school at 11 and they're coming out of secondary school too young. So the extra year really is important. There's over 60,000 little girls and boys starting in the next few days. That's a lot of small children. And it's a lot of parents who want everything to be just right for them. And I would agree, you know, let it be right. But it's very important that the child doesn't receive any negative information about school. Now, my son's little boy is starting on Thursday and he can't wait to go to big school, and his older brother is 2 years ahead of him. So if it's the first child, it's more difficult, I think. If you have other older children, they know the routine. They know that this is what you do. But he's very excited about going to big school, very excited. And we're all telling him that he'll make friends, he'll learn to read, and we're agreeing with him. He should be excited.
So it's easier for the kids who have a sibling in the primary school?
Well, it's not so much easier for them, it's just they know the routine. And if you're a first-time parent, please don't worry. And I've said this before, I would love to put a sign over every school saying they will be fine, trust the teacher and work with the teacher and they will be fine. And if there's a hiccup the first few days, don't worry, it will sort itself out.
Are some teachers, I know this is a bit off the point, Geraldine, but are some teachers born for teaching infants? Is that a particular skill within itself?
Some people think junior infants is the easiest class to teach. It's tricky because you're managing the children. You're not just throwing information at them. You're minding them. You're minding them. You're managing them. You're teaching them to read and write. The older children can read and write, but the infants can't. So you need to really like what you're doing. And I just loved it.
Yeah. And you did it for many, many years.
Oh, forever.
Yeah,
forever, yeah. But I was teaching the older lads as well. And both are nice, but I got great fun out of the infants. They're very funny. Mm-hmm. They're very entertaining.
Yeah, and they could come out with anything.
Well, one thing I'll say to parents now, be very careful what you say, because the junior infant has no filter. And they love to come in the morning and say, "Teacher, guess what?" And they could tell us anything. And we knew a lot about a lot of people, but the teacher luckily does have a filter. But they have no filter. And you think they're not listening to you. And you're on the phone and you think he's playing with Lego or she's playing with something. They're listening and they're repeating. Be careful.
Yeah.
We always told the parents at the meeting before the children started, be careful what you say in front of them, because they'll tell us.
Yeah.
And they do.
And I'd say there's a good few stories you could tell me off air about some of the things you've heard.
Well, my filter's working now.
Your filter is on.
It's
at
working
the moment.
Now, yeah. It is a big jump. And the most important thing really that the child can hear is everything will be fine. And you're going to big school now and you'll make friends. And nothing negative, really. And if you didn't like school, please don't tell your child. You know, you don't need to say, "I hated school." Don't tell them.
Yeah, absolutely. What about the parents who are kind of almost overachieving with their kids? They have them reciting the alphabet and counting to 100 and writing and everything before they go in the door.
They all get on fine, you know. The child who doesn't recite the alphabet and the child who does, they all level out eventually. They do. And children are very articulate. They have huge vocabulary and they have huge... I remember if the whiteboard crashed, the internet, and I'd say, Lord, that some of them would say, "Teacher, that's not compatible." They didn't know what they were saying, but they have all this language. "That's not compatible." And "How do you spell actually?" Yeah. You know, things like that. They have great language. It all levels out, it does. Don't be worrying.
And speaking about that, I suppose that the advent of easy access to technology.
Absolutely.
They're watching stuff on their laptops, they're
absolutely
playing with phones.
Yes.
And that makes them almost more articulate.
It does. And it gives them a greater vocabulary. And it all levels out. I say to parents, send them in. We'll look after them. We'll teach them. And they'll be fine. That's the message.
What would a junior infant typically be doing in the first few days? Because a lot of schools, they just bring them in for a half day for the first week.
Well, they're wrecked. By 12 o'clock, they're wrecked. They really are. You would do a lot of games with them, you know, and word games and letter games and matching games, and a lot of sounds with them as well, and numbers. And the junior infant program is very, very busy. And it's very well set out. And we just stick to the programme and do what, you know, we're told.
And they learn, like, phonetically now, don't they?
They do. It's the sounds. It's the sounds, yeah. It makes more sense, really, because they can actually make up words. And then sometimes I would give them we had them for 2 years, and I would get the senior infants to write a sentence. And it was you could read it. But it didn't make much sense, you know. They'd have all the sounds together, but they got there in the end.
Mm. How A listener wants to know, how would I know if my child is ready for big school?
Well, can the child be separated from you? Can the child interact with others? I think parents know themselves, really. And it's important that the child is physically prepared as well as emotionally prepared. And by physically prepared, I mean, you know, can the child go to the bathroom unaided? Can the child open the lunchbox, the bane of our lives? Can the child open the school bag? Can the child interact with others? Is the child able to be understood? I think parents should know themselves, really, that the child is ready for school.
Yeah, and don't be rushing it. I suppose nowadays, especially with the advent of the free preschool years,
yes.
I think it's free 2 years now,
yes,
isn't
yes.
it? Most of them will be used to something similar to a classroom setting in advance anyway.
Well, they're very well prepared in preschool for school, because I know that when I started school, we were just brought down at the age of four and handed into presentation, and that was it. And the classes were big and there wasn't as much equipment, and it wasn't as structured as it is now. But the preschools prepare them really, really well. They know how to interact with other children. They know how to put things away and get things out, and they know a routine. And the preschools are, they're wonderful, really.
Mm, very good. They've a lot of the groundwork done.
Oh, they have.
Yeah. Let me see now. A listener says, this is more of a comment, really. A listener says on the morning show in the UK this morning, they said that all children up to 16 need 9 to 11 hours sleep and a healthy breakfast. Early to bed, early to rise. Well, I'm sure you'd agree with that.
Good luck with that.
Best of luck with
Good luck with that, yeah.
But the sleep is important.
It is,
isn't it
is,
for learning.
It is. And sometimes you can see a child comes in and you can see they haven't slept properly and they're not right for the day, but sleep is important, really.
So get them off to bed.
And routine,
nice and
they really love routine. They do. They love the routine. And sometimes now, I used to do Irish straight after the small break, and sometimes I'd say, oh, I'll do it later. You always do it after small break, and it completely...
Throw them completely.
Why aren't you doing it now? So I figured, right, we'll do it.
So. Who's in charge? Who's in charge around here? Just a couple of questions coming in. Oh, yes, a listener. I knew we'd get this. A listener says, what if my child cries on his first day at school?
Some of them will. Some of them will cry. It's separation anxiety. And it's at the door. The child's probably okay coming in. And then once the child gets to the door, suddenly... dawns on the child, I'm going into an unknown place, I don't know the person here, and mum is going home. My advice is just hand the child over to the teacher. The teachers are well used to this. And I've said this loads of times, they're not crying all day. They stop crying after 5 or 10 minutes because we distract them. We get them interested in something. They stop crying, they forget, and they're fine. So please don't let it upset you.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Not. And I used to say to parents, if your child is very upset, I will call you.
Yeah, exactly. And I bet you never had
never,
to.
Never, ever, ever, ever. They do settle.
They do, of course. Geraldine, before we let you go, you've written a book on this subject.
Yes, we have. It's called Ready for School. When I was teaching the older lads and I was changed to junior infants, I found that I was surprised at how... you know, a lot of the parents didn't know a lot of basic stuff. And I thought, well, how would they? You know, it's their first child. And Margaret Horn and myself, Margaret and myself are from Tralee, we put this book together, Ready for School, giving parents advice on how to settle their child, how to prepare the child. Maybe do a trial run with the lunch during the week and see can the child actually manage the lunch themselves. And we have chapters there on different things, making friends. Bullying is another thing that comes up a lot. Don't confuse bullying and rough play. Rough play is all the lads tearing around the yard and pulling out of each other. That's not bullying. That's rough play. That didn't happen in preschool because they didn't have the numbers or the big yard. So if you have any problem, do go down and talk to the teacher. Go in and say to the teacher, I'm worried about whatever, and explain what's worrying you. And in most cases, it will be sorted.
Yeah.
But do have a good relationship with the teacher.
Absolutely.
Because the teacher is on your side. They want a happy child coming in the door, and you want a happy child going in the door. So you're all on the same
team.
Yeah.
Is that book still available?
Veritas have closed down. Veritas published it. Veritas have closed down, but Kenny's are selling it online. Kenny's in Galway are
Kenny's
selling it online. Veritas have closed in Dublin and in Cork. So that's, they were the chief,
the main ones.
Yeah, it's fairly practical. You know, the chapters in it are sort of. Let me just quickly look here. The chapters are. Sorry about this. Is my child ready for school? How will I help my child to settle in? How do I handle tantrums? Should I worry about academic? No, we'll look after that. Could my child be bullied? Well, check it's not rough play. How important is diet? Very important. I heard the dentist earlier talking about the diet. Is free time wasted? No, free time is not wasted, you know. And good luck to all of the 60,000 little girls and boys.
They'll be fine.
They will.
Geraldine, we've got to leave it there, but thank you so much. The book is called Ready for School.
Ready for School, A Parent's Guide.
By Margaret Horne and Geraldine O'Brien. And you can get it where again?
Kenny's Bookshop in Galway are doing it online.
Online, Kenny's.
And Veritas have closed down.
Perfect.
I don't know who else is doing it, but if you Google
you'll find it somewhere.
And it's fairly practical.
Great stuff. Geraldine, thank you so much for coming in.
Always lovely to be back in Tralee. Thank you, David. Thank
You're very welcome.
And good luck to all the little ones.